Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents...
Curtain Jar!
Makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar welcome you to Curtain Time. With Labor Day past and children back to school, the fall season is underway and the lobby is packed to overflowing. And here, eager for the new play, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what is it tonight? Comedy or romance?
Both, Myron, both. But there's the overture, so we better hurry inside the theater. Tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now that we're comfortably seated, let's glance at the program before the lights are dimmed. Harry Elders, supported by the Curtain Time Players, is starred tonight in Best Laid Plans by Roger N. Gallagher. Mr. Elders plays the part of Philip Wright, and Muriel Bremner is featured in the role of Betty Rogers.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of
Curtain
Best Laid
Time!
Plans. Well, the scene is the office in Boston of the importing firm of Powers and Wright. It's 9 o'clock of a Monday morning, and Philip Wright, the junior partner, is at work at his desk when the door opens.
Good morning, Philip.
Why, Josephine.
I'm here to inform you, Philip, that Father will be late getting in this morning. Oh, he has one of his beastly headaches.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I'll take his calls until he arrives. Sit down, Josephine.
Oh, no, Philip, I really can't. I have so much to do this morning that I must...
Please, Josephine, I've been wanting to talk to you, but I never get the chance. You see, darling, there's something I...
Oh, very well. What is it?
Josephine, I... Well, what about us?
Really, Philip, I don't know. What about it?
Well, you know what I mean. Ever since we were children, we sort of... Well, everybody knows how devoted we've been to each other, and I think it's about time we...
Philip, must we discuss that now?
Well, I
told you how rushed I am with shopping and everything.
Well, sure,
Oh, look, we're dining at the Biglows this evening. Perhaps we can talk this over at dinner.
At dinner?
Of course.
Oh, but Josephine, you know perfectly well that no one ever talks at the Biglows' dinners. Except the Biglows.
Well, yes, but maybe we...
Josephine, I love you. I've always loved you. I've never even looked at another woman. At least not since I was 14.
Oh, Philip, I know, and I'm terribly fond of you, too, you know.
Why, I even agreed to take my father's place here as your father's partner because of you.
I know, and
I'm... Darling, I want you to marry me.
Well, Philip, I know all that. You've been telling it to me for years. And I probably shall marry you someday, but there's no hurry.
Oh, but...
We're young, Philip, and we have lots of time.
Oh, very well, Josephine. I suppose you're right.
Of course I am. Well, I must be running along. Will you be meeting me for lunch? I'll be at the...
Well, I can't say, Josephine.
Oh?
You see, I've advertised for a secretary, and I may be tied up until quite late.
Another new secretary?
Yes, and...
Well, I do hope she's not as maternal as the last one. Goodbye, Philip.
Goodbye, Josephine. See you tonight, darling. Let's see now. What'll I do first?
Mr. Powers?
No, I'm Mr. Wright. Hey, how did you get in here? Where'd you come from?
Well, Well, you were busy when I came in, so I waited in the outer office until you were free.
Oh.
The door was open, so I just came in.
Yes, I see. Well, what can I do for you, Miss...
Rogers, I came in reply to your advertisement, Mr. Wright. I'm a secretary.
A secretary?
Well, yes, you know, shorthand and typing.
Well, Miss Rogers, I'm afraid you just won't do. I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, Mr. Wright, that isn't fair. How do you know if you haven't even interviewed me?
Well, if you'd prefer to be interviewed first... Very well, I'll interview you. Sit down, please. Your full name?
Well, my first name's Elizabeth, but everybody calls me Betty.
Miss Elizabeth?
Rogers.
Rogers. Mm-hmm. And now, if you think I'm not being too nosy, your age, please.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm 23.
Mm-hmm. 23. Any experience?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm a business school graduate, and I've been with J.C. Buckingham for 2 years, and I have excellent references.
I'm sure you have, Miss Rogers, but... Why are you no longer with J.C. Buckingham? What made you leave?
Mrs. Buckingham.
Mrs. Buckingham?
Yes, she said I was a distracting influence.
Yes, I see what you mean. Well, I guess that about completes the interview, Miss Rogers. I'm sorry, but as I told you when you first came in, you just won't do.
Well, but why not?
Well,
I'm a trained private secretary with 2 years of experience and excellent references.
Yes, I know.
Well, I don't understand. Please, Mr. Wright, what's wrong with me?
Oh, nothing, Miss Rogers, nothing at all. That's just the point.
You mean there's nothing wrong with
me? You see, you're too darned attractive, that's all.
Too attractive?
Yes.
Well, now I've heard everything.
I usually employ much older women, Miss Rogers. In fact, my last girl retired just yesterday on her Social Security.
Well, I don't understand.
Well, you see, there's a young lady who comes here quite often, and I think she might not like me to have an attractive young secretary.
Oh, so that's it.
Yes, I'm devoted to her, and she must never doubt that for a single minute.
Oh, in other words, you want Josephine to be sure of you.
Why, Miss Rogers, you were listening.
Well, I couldn't help it. The door was open and, well, you weren't exactly whispering.
Well, just the
Look,
same.
Look, Mr. Wright, I really need this job. Won't you reconsider and give me a chance?
I'm very sorry, Miss Rogers. Believe me, I really am, but the answer is still no.
All right. I can't lose anything by telling you that you're handling Josephine all wrong.
What's that?
Well, she's too sure of you.
See here, how do you know so much about it?
Well, after all, Mr. Wright, I am a woman.
Oh, granted, but...
Oh, I know it's none of my business, but, well... You wanted to marry you, don't you? I mean, before you're both old and gray.
Yes, and I'll do that, Miss Rogers, all by myself.
Not the way you operate, brother.
Well, now, see here.
Look. You're so devoted to Josephine that she just takes you for granted.
She takes
me... Good old faithful Philip, sitting on the shelf, is always there when she has a few minutes with nothing better to do than let you amuse her.
I think I see what you mean.
Yes, about time.
But what can I do?
Well, you can get off the shelf, Mr. Wright.
Well,
you can make Josephine sit up and take notice. Don't let her be so sure of you.
Oh, you mean do something to awaken her interest?
Yes.
Make her, for instance, make her doubt my devotion instead of trying to convince her of it?
Yeah, that's a general idea.
Oh, I see. Only how can I?
Well, you could suddenly get sort of interested in another girl.
Who?
Well, you're... Secretary, maybe. And if Josephine really loves you, she'll show it then, all right.
Yes, I suppose you're right, Miss Rogers.
Mr. Wright, as I've already told you, I really need this job. And, well, if you hire me as your secretary, I'd be willing to help you make Josephine wake up.
Why, Miss Rogers, it's very generous of you.
Don't mention it.
Really, I don't see why you, a perfect stranger, would want
to... Well, I'm trying to make a deal with you. And I'll help you get your girl if you'll give me a job.
Oh, I see.
Well... What's your answer?
Miss Rogers, you're hired.
Oh, wonderful.
You've got a job, I've got a secretary, and when we start playing our little game, Josephine will have something to think about.
Oh, I certainly hope so.
And, you know, I think I'm going to enjoy this, Betty.
Maybe we both will, Phil.
Featuring Muriel Bremner. And now, Myron Wallace.
For the boys and girls in the family, mid-afternoon hunger has become a call for the new coconut ping bar. And for the grown-ups, too, there is always time at home, at the office, or shopping to stop for a few moments to enjoy the delightful taste of this new candy treat. For in the new coconut ping bar, you will find real candy pleasure. A sweet, dark chocolate coating, over a thick layer of fresh white coconut and a soft, creamy, smooth nougat center. All together, the dark chocolate, crisp coconut, and snow-white nougat combine to give you a rare taste blend you can find only in the new coconut ping. For a real taste thrill, try the new coconut ping.
For the second act of Best Laid Plans, brought to you by the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar. Although it's not his usual practice, Philip Wright hired a pretty young secretary in the person of Betty Rogers, in the hope that her presence will make Josephine Powers, his partner's daughter, take a greater interest in him. Well, it's now a few days later, just before lunchtime. Josephine enters the outer office where Betty is busy at her desk.
All right, you needn't disturb yourself. Well, are you Philip's new secretary? Yes, and you're Miss Powers, aren't you? Phil, I mean, Mr. Wright told me that... was anything the matter, Miss Powers?
Well, oh, no, not at all. I'm surprise, that's all.
Oh? Philip didn't let me know about his, shall we say, change of policy?
Well, you know how men are. Sooner or later, they get tired of old things and toss them aside for new ones. Shall I tell Mr. Wright you're here?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm quite capable of letting him know myself.
Very well. I'm sure you know where his office is.
Good morning, Philip. How are you, my dear?
Oh, Josephine, I'm fine, thanks. Have a chair, I'll be right.
Oh, come, Philip. You can't work all the time, you know.
Well, that's true, but...
Philip, as long as I'm here, you may take me to lunch if you like.
Lunch? Oh, lunch. Well, I'm afraid I can't, Josephine.
You can't? Hmm. Why not?
Well, I'm having lunch with my secretary. You see, I didn't expect you...
Philip, you're not having lunch with that girl... Whatever can you be thinking of?
Why, right now, I'm thinking of the wonderful lunch we had yesterday at a little place in the Market District.
The Market District?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear, how vulgar.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, since you've already made plans, I'll run along. Oh, by the way, we're invited to a concert this evening, Bach, you know.
Well, I'm afraid I can't make it, Josephine. Betty, that is, Miss Rogers and I, we're going to a ball game.
Good heavens, you mean a baseball game?
Why, naturally. It's a lot of fun, you know, and... It's also the national sport.
Golly, Phil, you're a wonderful dancer.
Well, gee, Betty, if I'm any good at all, it's a miracle. I haven't been doing much dancing the last few years. Or anything else, I guess, except work at the office.
Well, you're certainly making up for lost time.
Oh, sure.
Circus, ball games, dancing, movies. Golly, boss, I've been having such a wonderful time.
Oh, I'm glad you have.
I hope it's been fun for you, too.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been more fun than I've had all my life. And you know, Betty, just being with you is the most fun of all.
Oh, careful now. Don't forget we're doing this for Josephine's benefit only.
Oh, yes, Josephine.
By the way... How's it working?
Oh, she's beginning to pay a little more attention to me. She's really worried, I guess.
See, I knew she would be. Why, if my boyfriend started to...
Have you got a boyfriend, Betty?
Well, not exactly, but
there is someone?
Oh, yes, yeah, sort of. His name's Gus. He's a wrestler.
Oh.
I've been mad about him ever since I can remember, but, well, he doesn't even know I'm alive.
Well, I hope he keeps right on ignoring you, Betty. I'd hate to lose you. You're not only the most efficient secretary I've had, you even make the office bearable.
Why, Phil, you mean you don't like the business?
I hate it.
Well, then why did you ever get yourself...
Josephine talked me into becoming a big businessman, I guess. I'd much rather be a dairy farmer.
Oh, I know what you mean. I was born on a farm, and, gee, I'd love to go back.
You would?
Mm, I'll say.
Well, I hope you make it, Betty. And I think you will. Take a letter, Betty.
Yes, sir.
To Benson, Willoughby and Benson, Avenue of the Americas, New York City, gentlemen. Do you mind if I say that I think you're very sweet?
You mean you want me to tell you? Oh, you mean me?
I do.
Oh, well, golly, Phil, you mustn't say that. You see, I mean, hello,
Phil. Oh, hello, Josephine. What brings you downtown today?
I came down to see you. I've been wanting to talk to you, but I never get the chance. Hello, Miss Rogers. Hello, Miss Powers. Well, I guess I'd better be going. Sort of looks as if I'm through in here.
Sit down, Josephine. What do you want to see me about?
About us, Philip.
Oh?
You've been neglecting me and disturbs me no end.
But after all, Josephine, I can't sit on a shelf forever, can I? You neglected me first.
Oh, but Philip, I didn't mean to, and I'm sorry if I did. Oh, darling, I've missed you so much.
That was the idea.
What'd you say, dear?
I said that's what I like to hear.
Oh, you know, Philip, perhaps I didn't quite realize all these years how much you...
Well, Josephine, what are you trying to say? Speak up.
Oh, dear me, you see, Philip, I think I'm losing you to this Betty person.
Why, Josephine, I thought you didn't care.
Oh, but I do, much more than I realized. Oh, Philip, I've been a foolish girl.
Let's become engaged, shall we?
Why, Josephine, this is so sudden. Hey, what's that?
No, Gus, you mustn't. You come back here.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, nuts, Betty. I ain't got all day.
See here, what's the meaning of this? Who are you?
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Wright. I tried to stop him, but this is Gus, the fellow I told you about.
Hiya, Buster.
Fine. This is Josephine Powers, Gus.
Yeah, a slick chick, ain't she? Hiya, Josie.
How do you do?
I do okay, but that ain't what I come here to talk about. Look, Wright, what's the big idea of making a play for my girlfriend?
Now, Gus, you can't.
Shut up. Okay, Buster, start making with the language.
Well, I didn't know she was, Hey, wait a minute. I thought you didn't even know she was alive.
All right, so I kind of forgot she was there until you started horsing around with her. But nobody steals my girlfriend, see?
Now, just a minute.
Gus, you don't understand.
You mean he don't understand? Okay, punk, maybe this'll make you understand.
Gus! Oh, Gus, you shouldn't have.
Oh, dear me, how forceful.
Oh, shucks, lady, I just tapped him.
Oh, sure, that's all. You just tapped him. But you big brute, why did you have to tap him so hard?
Before we bring you the third act of my Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and featuring Muriel Bremner, here is Myron Wallace.
We all feel proud of ourselves on those rare occasions when we discover some special new treat, like the really delightful treat of the big new coconut ping bar. Now there is a real taste thrill, a rich, sweet, dark chocolate coating, a really thick layer of fresh white coconut, and a creamy, smooth, soft white nougat center. Together, the sweet dark chocolate, fresh white coconut, and creamy rich nougat make every bite of the new coconut ping a thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. For a real taste thrill, try the new coconut ping.
Curtain time!
There's the call for the third act of Best Laid Plans. Brought to you by the makers of the new coconut ping bar. The plan, cooked up by Philip Wright and his secretary, Betty Rogers, which was supposed to make Josephine Powers take greater interest in Philip, backfired when Betty's boyfriend, Gus, a wrestler, tapped Philip a little harder than necessary. Well, it's now the next morning. Clive, Philip's butler, is trying to arouse his master, who is still in bed.
That truck, it's headed straight for me. I can't get out of the way.
Mr. Wright, sir, wake up, sir.
Look out. Here it comes. Look out for the truck.
Mr. Wright.
Huh? What's that? Oh, Clive, it's you.
Yes, sir.
I was dreaming, Clive. A big truck was going to run over me.
I'm awfully sorry, sir.
Oh. Oh, my poor jaw.
I brought some breakfast.
Take it away, Clive. I can't eat a thing. My jaw's off its hinges.
Oh, sir, I hardly think that's possible.
Clive. I won't be going to the office today. I'm not up to it.
I know, sir. I took the liberty of calling Mr. Powers and informing him that you shan't be in. He says it's quite all right.
Then why did you wake me up?
Well, sir...
Hey, it's after 11. Oh, I don't care. I think I'll just stay here and die.
Very good, sir. But your secretary is here, sir, and...
My secretary? Betty? Miss Rogers?
Yes, sir. She's been waiting to see you since 9:30. There's something about a report you wanted, but shall I...
Chase her away, Clive.
Very good, sir.
No, wait. Send her in.
Yes, sir. And, Mr. Wright, can't you manage just a little breakfast?
No, I suppose so. Leave the tray. I may have some coffee.
Yes, sir.
Now, send that Jezebel in here.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Coffee. I wonder whether that's the right thing for a man who's been run over by a truck. Oh, well, I may as well find out. Come in. Ouch, that hurt my jaw.
Hello.
Good morning.
I brought this report, Phil, because I thought maybe...
Put it on the table. I'll see it later.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, golly, Phil, I'm terribly sorry about yesterday.
Oh, I'll bet you are.
But I am, honestly. Does your jaw hurt? Much?
I wouldn't know. I can't feel anything from the neck up.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know, you're a very clever girl, Miss Rogers. Even more clever than I thought you were.
But still, Mr. Rogers...
I hate to lose such an intelligent secretary.
Oh, but you're not going to. Gus wants me to quit, but I'm not going to...
I'm completely unconcerned with what Gus wants. Miss Rogers, you're fired.
Fired? Oh, Phil, don't say that.
Miss Rogers, do you actually think I want you in my employ after the rotten trick you played on me?
Phil, I didn't play any trick on you. I tried to stop Gus,
but
I just...
That's not true. You planned the whole thing.
Why, I did not. Oh, Phil, if you'd only let me explain...
See here, Miss Rogers.
Yes?
I'm not exactly stupid. You tricked me into hiring you by pretending that you wanted to help me make Josephine jealous. And all the time, you wanted to make Gus jealous. You used me. Can you deny that?
Well, yes.
It's a very weak denial.
Well, I admit I sort of hoped it would work on Gus, too. But, well, I didn't trick you. I helped you.
You helped me to a punch on the jaw. And I hope you're satisfied. Gus knows you're alive now, all
well,
right.
Yes, but you see,
that's
I don't...
That's what you wanted, isn't it?
Well, yes, that was before
and
I
you'll
wanted...
you'll no doubt be happy to learn that your clever scheme worked on Josephine. We're engaged.
Engaged?
Yes.
Well, that's what you wanted, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. Of course, when I agreed to the plan, I never thought... Well, that is, it never occurred to me that I'd...
Yes?
Oh, never mind. As Bobby Burns said, more or less, best laid plans of mice and men often go haywire. There's a lot of truth in that, too.
Well, yes, but... Well, I guess I'd better leave now. Goodbye, Mr...
But, hey, wait.
Yes?
If you want, you can take 2 weeks' notice.
Oh, I'll stay until you can get another girl. And I hope you and Josephine will be very, very happy.
Oh, good grief. Now what'll I do? Happy to inform you that a shipment is expected within the week.
Within the week. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your attention. We await your reply. Very truly yours. Well, that's all, Miss Rogers. I'll appreciate it if you'll mail that when you go to lunch. And you needn't come back.
Oh, I don't mind. Your new secretary will be here then, and I, well, you know, there are one or two things I have to show.
My new secretary, Miss Rogers, is a man.
A man?
Yes, thank goodness.
Oh, well, then I'll just type this up.
Here, you'd better type this up, too.
Oh, very well.
It's a reference.
Oh, thank you. Golly, Mr. Rice, this is a wonderful reference. It's the best I've ever had.
Well, you're the best secretary I ever had. Don't think it hasn't been a pleasure to have you here, because it has been.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it, too. Mr. Rice.
Yes?
I suppose you'll be married soon.
I don't know. Josephine and I haven't talked things over yet. In fact, I haven't seen much of Josephine lately.
You haven't?
Hmm. When are you and Gus going to...
I don't know either.
Oh?
No, Gus never mentioned it, so well, neither do I.
I see. Well, come in.
Good morning, Philip.
Well, Josephine...
Hello, Miss Rogers. Good morning.
Josephine, it's good to see you. Are you joining me for lunch, dear?
Yes, darling. I have something to tell you.
Well, I guess I better go type this letter so that you often...
Well, this seems to be a pretty popular place this morning. Come in.
Gus! Augustus! What brings you here?
Well, you see, it's like this.
Now, see here, if you think you can come here
not
and...
Not so fast, filthy boy, not so fast. I just dropped by to tell Betty something.
Well, what
and...
do you want to tell me?
Hold your horses, sister. I also figured I ought to apologize to Filthy for the little belt in the mouth I give him.
Well, now, that's very kind of you.
Then there's no hard feelings, huh?
Oh, Augustus, you're wonderful. Filthy wonderful.
No, clam up.
Hiya.
And lay off that Augustus stuff.
Gus.
See here, will you please tell me what's going on?
Yes, what is this?
Well, like I said, I apologize. What do you say we shake, Filthy?
All right, Gus, I accept your apology. No more hard feelings.
swell. And now, as long as we're all here together, there's something I think I ought to say.
Hold on, Gus. I think we all have something to say.
Goodness me, this is the most confusing conversation.
In the first place, I can't go on pretending everything's all right when it isn't. Josephine, I've been unfair to you.
Oh, but Philip, I think you should know that
Josephine, please let me finish.
Yeah, let the guy finish.
Well, you may as well know, Josephine, that Betty and I planned to, well, to make you jealous.
Why, Philip!
Yes, it is true.
Well, how do you like that?
But something happened, Josephine. When it all started, why, I never dreamed that. I mean, oh, darn it.
Well, keep talking, Buster.
Well, while I was dating Betty in order to make Josephine jealous, I fell in love with her.
With Josephine?
No, with Betty.
You're jealous, too, but the plan backfired on you.
Well, how do you like that? And I fell for it, too.
So did I.
Well, Betty, it's okay. That's what I come up here to tell you. I don't want to marry you, neither. Me and Josie
are...
Oh,
yes, Philip, and that's what I wanted to tell you. Gus and I... Well, I'm nuts about the big lug.
Oh.
Oh, he's so masterful. I've been spending all my afternoons at the gymnasium watching him work out. And...
Ah, shut your trap, baby. They ain't even listening.
Well, that's right. They aren't.
That's what I said. And baby...
Yes, you wonderful brute.
Come to Papa, sweetheart. Come to Papa.
Tonight's Curtain Time starred Harry Oakes and featured Muriel Bremner. The supporting players were Margaret Braden and George Caesar. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Harry Elders returns now with a word about next week's Curtain Time play.
Well, Pat, next Saturday, I'm a playboy who reforms.
For some girl, I suppose.
Oh, yes, there's a girl. But all this isn't as easy as it sounds.
Well, why not?
Ah, you'll have to hear the play to find that out, Pat. It's called Courtship by Proxy.
Well, I wish you'd tell me more. But thanks just the same, Harry Elders, and good night.
Good night, Pat.
And now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the exciting after-theater spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar present...
Curtain Time!
Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us once again for Curtain Time. Remember, for a real taste thrill, try the new Coconut Pink.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.